The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
This is Business Scene. I'm Skylar Ogden. German automaker Volkswagen is speeding up the rollout of electric car vehicles. It will start building its signature electric car, the ID, at a factory in Zwickau, Germany, and continue with seven other factories worldwide, including two in China. Ralf Brandstetter is Volkswagen's chief operating officer.
The Volkswagen brand will show how climate-neutral automobility works. As Volkswagen's first electric car, the ID will be CO2 neutral for its entire lifespan. It will be made in a CO2 neutral way, and we are offering our customers 100% green energy via our daughter company, Elli.
Market experts in Frankfurt say that Volkswagen has been lagging behind its competitors. Last year, the brand's operating margin fell to 3.8%, lagging behind peers such as Peugeot, which delivered a margin of 8.4%. Volkswagen's new electric vehicle rollout will impact jobs. The company has said it will create 2,000 new software jobs, as well as electronics positions in technical development. But it also plans to reduce the workforce in other areas. Ralf Brandstetter.
It's clear to both sides that with the increased automation of routine tasks, there will be less personnel needed. We estimate that 5,000 to 7,000 job vacancies created by departed employees would not be refilled.
The first electric car vehicle, the ID, will hit showrooms in 2020. Volkswagen hopes to become the world's biggest producer of electric cars by 2025. Netflix and Amazon will have a new rival in the streaming television sphere as Apple prepares to launch its own video service. The service will include both original programming and a subscription platform for other digital services. People familiar with the deal say Apple is in the process of negotiating with TV giants like HBO, Showtime, and Starz. Apple's most recent earnings report showed flat profits and falling revenue, with sales of its iPhone product going down. The company is hoping that the new focus on content delivery, including a new service called Apple News, will help revitalize its numbers. Consumers will be able to find the new service in the Apple TV app, currently available on iPhones and iPads. A tentative launch date has been set for April. For VOA's Business Scene, I'm Skylar Ogden.
That was a program from the Voice of America.